Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. And welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of the Minister's Friend podcast. As I talk with pastors and church leaders around the country, there is one theme that keeps bubbling up in our conversations. How do we make disciples in today's American culture? There are many things that drive that line of questioning, but most of it rests on a lack of understanding. Way too many Christians, and even church leaders today, simply don't know how to make disciples. They haven't been taught the principles and the processes. And so discipleship has become about the academics of Bible knowledge rather than the complete personal transformation Jesus intends. In this week's episode, I continue my interview with Stephen Barr, the executive director and pastor of Cast Member Church at Walt Disney World here in Greater Orlando. The success of Cast Member Church's disciple-making process is its biblical simplicity. Let's head back to beautiful Disney Springs for our next installment. So, tell us about disciple making in the cast member church family.
Oh my gosh, it's an evolving process. I can honestly say that it's always, because we're adapting to Disney culture, but I can tell you what, I'll start with what it's not. It's not a program. Disciple making is not a program. It's not a class that we teach. We are process driven, not program driven. And that process is built upon principles. So regardless of where a person is at in their life, most of the people that come into Cast Member Church, in fact, the vast majority that come in, are unbelievers. And we start discipling them before they even come to Christ. I think it was Mike Breen that said, disciple making begins before conversion.
Yeah.
So we start investing into these cast members. We start pouring our lives into them, showing them who Jesus is, even really before we talk about him. Just really, and these cast members will say, we feel safe here. There's something special about this environment. And that's where we're able to say, that's Jesus. Mm. You're encountering Jesus. And so it really starts with modeling it even before they know what we're doing. Disciple making is really, I'm sure many of your listeners have heard this, it's really learning how to live your life up, in, and out. Mm. We use the terms faith, trust, and a little bit of pixie dust. And so what I mean by that is faith in Jesus, which is up, trust in each other, which is in, and a little bit of pixie dust, which happens to be our mission field. Yeah. So we live out.
Yeah.
If we can help disciples learn how to live that kind of life, which, by the way, was modeled perfectly by Jesus.
Yes.
If we can learn to live up to the Father, growing in our, not just our knowledge of him, but our relationship with him, and then learning how to live in community with each other, pouring our lives into those that God has surrounded us with, and then learning to live out on mission, living intentionally every day with every encounter, bringing people one step closer to Jesus. Wow. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And that's how we do it here. I mean, there's really no rocket science to it. Yeah. It's just being intentional.
You know, the thing that frustrates me, I know so many people, they actually have well-developed theologies of why disciple-making doesn't start until evangelism has taken root.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that that's one of the things that is preventing disciple-making in many churches today, is that they don't see disciple-making as happening before evangelism.
Right.
And I ask people this question. I say, well, how many of Jesus' disciples were believers when he called them to be his disciples?
Right.
Zero.
Yeah. Well, I you're right. And I think this is, and I really am not saying this from a critical standpoint, because I really believe that we inherited a lot of these problems. So I'm not pointing a finger, but I think something that's happened in the Western church particularly in America, mm-hmm. is we like the quick win. Mm-hmm. We want to get to the win. So we want to get to the altar call. Once we get them saved, our job is done. Yay, we got one into the kingdom or what have you. When actually that's a step, and a very crucial step, you know, death to life.
Yeah.
But it is a step on the discipleship journey. Because, in fact, we just had a cast member come to Christ about 3 weeks ago, a German cast member. And we have been investing in her for 3 years. I mean, wow. Just really pouring in. And it was wonderful. And she said, she said, how's my life going to be different now? And I said, well, you've always looked at the world and God through the lens of unbelief. But now that you've come to Christ, you're going to look at everything through the lens of belief. And now, again, which is our definition of disciple making, you know, moving from unbelief to belief in every area of life, the lens is different. The journey continues. We celebrate that salvation because we know heaven celebrates that. But the journey is far from over. So it's, you know, disciple making, we were discipling this young woman long before she came to Christ, and we will continue to disciple her for years to come as she multiplies disciples.
Yeah, there's a couple of questions bouncing around in my head. I probably should write them down. But the first one, I'd like to follow up on that a little bit.
Because sure.
you continue to have relationships with these people after they go home from
yeah.
Disney.
Yeah.
Tell me, whatever's appropriate, tell me a little
sure.
bit about that.
That was not intentional. The average cast member here at Disney is here for 1 year. So that used to be a big complaint of mine to the Lord. It's like, Lord, you're putting us in a mission field. They're only here for a year. How do you expect us? And he really revealed to me a while back that, Stephen, this is not an obstacle. It's an opportunity. And so we really feel the pressure. I don't mean pressure like we got to get them saved. We really feel the pressure of living our lives on mission every day. What happened is these cast members get connected with us. They even those that never come to the Lord through us, they go home. They go back to Germany. They go back to Italy. I mean, we have a global mm-hmm. membership in our church, mm-hmm. with our church, or at least in the church family, and they want to stay connected. And so we're figuring that out. What does a virtual church look like? I know all the criticisms about, you know, needing to be connected, you know, face to face and all that. I agree with that. But that's not what's happening right now. God is presenting us with a series of things that we need to work through. But they want to continue on that journey with us.
And people who would not be connected at all.
Well,
if not, at least through technology and some other things.
And that's it. I think technology, I've always joked that the Apostle Paul is looking down from heaven at all of our technology going, I cannot believe you guys have all this stuff. And you're not using it, you know.
Yeah.
So, I love talking to our cast members. And, I'll do video conferencing with cast members, in different parts of Germany at the same time, or Italy. And our family is, they continue to grow and want to stay connected, and so we're not going to reject that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about your book in a little bit, but I remember coming to the book unveiling party, and meeting some of those cast members that had come back.
Yeah, weren't they awesome?
What a beautiful relationship that is, mm-hmm. and you can see not only their love for you and for Cast Member Church, mm-hmm. but you could see the love of Cast Member Church people for them. It really was so cool to be mm-hmm. somebody coming in from the outside, mm-hmm. an objective observer, mm-hmm. if you will.
Sure.
And to see that on display. Mm-hmm.
I think it's second chapter of Acts stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that those last few verses in the second chapter of Acts where it just talks about what the church looked like.
Yeah.
That's our goal. We want people to walk into our communities and experience something that they can't explain.
Yeah.
That we want them to be so overwhelmed by love, so overwhelmed by acceptance that they have to ask, what is this all about?
Yeah.
And we're always ready with an answer.
Amen. Amen. We want people to come into our communities and experience something they can't explain. We want them to be so overwhelmed by love and acceptance that they have to ask, what is this all about? Oh, that all of our churches lived out such a priority. Did you hear Stephen's heart about disciple-making at Cast Member Church? It's not a program! Listen, programs are fine, but they're only tools that we use to accomplish the actual purpose. They are never the purpose itself. Stephen explained that their disciple-making is a well-formed process based upon biblical principles. They have created a unique disciple-making pathway specifically for reaching cast members in the Disney family. I also love the simplicity of cast member churches' up-in-out approach. Up, we grow deep in our relationship with God. In, we learn to live in authentic community with each other. Out, we learn to live on mission every single day. I've been blessed to be in close proximity to the ministry of Cast Member Church and to see the incredible fruit they are producing together. We can all learn a lot from what they are doing for Jesus' kingdom. Next week, Stephen will give us a glimpse into how the Cast Member Church family grows both as disciples and as disciple makers. And if you'd like to know more about the process they employ to do this, please check out Stephen's book, A Guide to a Life Beyond Imagination. It's listed in today's show notes. Is the Minister's Friend podcast a blessing to you? Would you please subscribe on whatever platform you listen and leave us a review as well? We appreciate your help. And please, also be sure to tell your friends, the pastors you know, the church leaders you know, about the podcast. Your recommendation to others is the only way we grow our audience. And next week, I'll be giving you some exciting news about how we're expanding the Minister's Friend ministry. Don't miss it. I hope today's episode was helpful. Please check out the show notes for additional information and suggested resources. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!